what's your stock pick this evening?
I'm going to go with GSK, GlaxoSmithKline, listed in London. I think I've called it before. Obviously, an amazing OTC portfolio, very strong in vaccines. Also got a good pharma portfolio. I think it's a well-run business. Emma Walmsley, who runs it, has also said that her intention is over the next couple of years to split the business into two, and I think you could see a value unlock there. This current financial year, I think the earnings are expected to be down about 5%, but then they'll probably recover after that. But you know what, you're getting a 5% dividend yield, so you'll probably get 80 pence for the year. That puts it on a 5% dividend yield in a world where offshore, you know, I think German 10 years today were yielding you minus 0.67. I'd rather have plus 5 and take my chances. And the valuation is not stretched. And there are also some interesting things in, you know, 23andMe collaborations, so positioning themselves for the future of medicine. So, yeah, I'm going with the GSK.
On your end, Mia?
Yes, well, I think, you know, we've been talking on this show a lot about sort of the market cycle and whether tech is overvalued and people are considering selling positions if a market downturn is coming, which if you're a long-term investor, I wouldn't recommend. You might as well just hold on to those great tech stocks that you have in your portfolio. I'm going to specifically focus on something like Apple tonight. It's been one of the strongest performers up to date in the U.S. market. It has a very, very strong business. You know, I don't think it's necessary for any person who's a long-term investor to sell a company like Apple just because they think the price is high. The prices have run pretty hard, but something interesting is that we've looked at, and I find it pretty interesting. It's just as good as until it doesn't work, is that when stocks split, like Apple have just done, the share price tend to perform pretty well in the next 12 months. Just bear in mind, in 2000, Apple had a stock split, and their share price actually tumbled 61% after that, the only time that it tumbled. But a good company to hold in your portfolio, and no need to sell it if you think the market's going to turn.
On that note, let's leave it there. Thank you both for having joined me this evening. That, of course, Mia Kruger from Kruger International and Graham Koerner from Koerner Perspective as well. We'll be back next week to take more of your stock-related questions. For now, have a good evening. We'll be right back.